This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Underway here in the second half, Union and the Southmore Sabercats. Union up by a score of 28-7. Redskins are going to play a little defense here to start. Thompson is the quarterback. He's going to have the ball all the way down at the 13-yard line after an onside kick. He's going to run it forward, and he's going to get down to around the 10-yard line. And that's going to be second down and about four for the Sabercats as they kind of trick things up a little bit here to start this second half. It's going to be Nathaniel Raper on the tackle. So Union's up 28-7, but as we begin this second half, they're already playing defense deep on their own side. Ball now set at the 11-yard line of Union with second down and around four.
Well, I wasn't ready for that second half. The time kind of went by fast and slow, and then they started the half, and I didn't even see what happened.
So Thompson's got to bring him back out. Two receivers to his left, one to his right. Wick is the guy offset to his left, the single running back. He's going to turn fake, and he's going to throw to his left, and that ball is completed, and Union just swallows up the receiver out there. That was Green who made that tackle, and he got jumped by everybody, including Lee Barnes. Looks like he got out there. Patrick Fields got out there. He's going to lose two, and we're going to call it third down and eight. They'll mark it all the way back to the 14-yard line of Union.
Well, they threw it to the short side of the field, and what the most important part of that is C.J. McCloud or J.T. McCloud came up and just destroyed that the blocking receiver, which created that whole mess out there on the outside.
So third and eight now at Union's about 14-yard line. They'll need about the eight for the first down, does the Sabercats, trailing 28-7 as we just start here in this third period. The Sabercats' left guard moved. That's going to be offsides against Southmore, and so that will move it back about five more, and it'll end up being third down and even longer, probably around 13 yards to go.
And you get a little excited when things start happening, and Owen's out there showing a little frustration. He's got to kind of just keep his cool and keep moving the ball.
So they're going to move it back to the 20. It's going to be third down and 13. They'll need the seven for the first down. Southmore down 28-7, but they are driving here early in the second half. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left. Thompson brings him up, then looks to the sidelines for the play as he's going to slow things down. 11 on the play clock as he backs up in the shotgun. Wick standing to his right, just about 2 yards behind him. Thompson straight back to pass. Here comes pressure and whistles blow. Looked like Spicer was one of the first guys in there. Fisher was there as well. And it's going to be an offsides against Union. Boy, the Redskins have been tagged for that several times tonight. So that'll take that 5 yards right back, and it'll be third down and eight again.
And that's, again, I didn't see anybody jump. They must just be lining up in the neutral zone. They're getting that call. But that defense is fired up, and they've got a lot of movement. So when they call that play from the sideline, the defense really starts shuffling around a lot and maybe just got a little bit lined up in the neutral zone.
That could be it. So they're going to move it back to around the 14. We're going to call it third down and eight once again for Southmore. Trailing 28-7, just underway here in this third. In the shotgun again. This time he's going to fake. He's going to look downfield. He's going to get swallowed up. I think that was Bacek that was there first, and he just destroyed him. Well, they're going to mark it all the way back at about the 20, maybe the 19. That's going to be a loss of four and a really good job by Union's front. It's going to be fourth down and 13.
Great job by Bacek getting in there and causing pressure, and what a job still again. On the outside, trying to go to Collins on the top side, and really locked him down.
All right, so it's going to be fourth down and about 13 for Southmore. Now around the 19-yard line of Union. Thompson brings him up again. Two receivers to his right. One, the very dangerous Lewis. One receiver to his left. That's going to be Owens. He's the big guy out there with single coverage. Thompson in the shotgun, standing at the 25-yard line, trailing 28-7, just underway third period. Thompson is back, now running to his right, running out of time. He's going to float it toward the end zone. That ball intercepted by Trey Brown, but then dropped. No, he caught it. Trey Brown looked like he dropped it, but they say it's a catch, and he's going to be down at the 1 yard line, and that's where it'll be Union's football.
Great. As Thompson was on the run, trying to throw to Owens down here on the bottom, and just didn't have enough on it. And Trey comes underneath of it and was tackled right when he made the catch. And it looked like he maybe came down, Owens did, on his ankles, and he let go of the ball. And I didn't know if they were going to give him the catch, and they do.
Well, the guy that came up, you know, at the end, Owens actually came out of there with the ball because Trey dropped it. And so, like you, I thought maybe they were going to call it incomplete. But they called it an interception, and I was a little worried there at the end that they might give it to Owens,
too.
He came out of there with it, but they didn't. So with 9:50 to go in this third period, already up 28-7, Union holes after a dubious start, and now they've got 99 yards to go. Grady Davenport will bring them out. Shamari Brooks lined up to his left, two receivers to the right, a short slot to the right as well. Going to hand inside to Brooks, and he's going to burst out to the right side. Got room at the 5. Shamari at the 10. Shamari across the 14, 15-yard line. Shamari Brooks forward to the 16. They're going to mark him right there. Good for a 14-yard run and a Union first down. And that, friends, is how you get off the goal line.
Shamari was running so hard to the outside, and C.J. Morrissey hooked up on his block, and he just trucked his own man trying to get that first down.
All right, so here we are, first and 10 for Union now at their own 16-yard line, up 28-7 with 9:43 to go in this third period. Motion from right to left, inside. Davenport hands again to Brooks, and he's going to burst forward across the 20. He's going to be up around the 20. Well, they're going to mark him right at the 20. I thought maybe he'd gotten to the 21, but they're going to leave him at the 20-yard line. We'll call that a gain of 4, second down and 6.
And if I'm Union off.
We'll see if they do that. Second down and 6 for Union. Mark at their own 20-yard line. Davenport roll. Left. Looks. He's going to fire. C.J. Moore is out there, and he throws it short at the 40-yard line. Boy, C.J. was by himself. He had a lot of room out there, but they couldn't get it to him. Lewis on the guy out there guarding him, but it just wasn't enough arm there. It's going to be third down and 6. And, you know, running to your left, classically, you got to flip your hips and square your shoulders, and he didn't do either.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He just kept going lateral, and you've got to turn those hips and shoulders in order to get some heat on it. And C.J. was deep enough, he just couldn't get it out.
So it's going to be third down and 6 now. It's going to be from the 20-yard line. Union's going to need their own 26. Davenport back, fires it to the left, and that ball is incomplete and short. He was trying to go inside to one of the tight ends, Harris, and he could not quite get it there. So it's going to be fourth down, and Union is going to have to punt the football away.
Well, that's an unfortunate set of downs there. They had everything that they needed for that first down, and like you said, didn't get downhill, throw the ball to C.J. It was wide open, and then they tried to go underneath, throw the tight end. And it's a little short again. So I like what they're doing, putting it in the air, just weren't able to connect.
So they'll punt it away. And, of course, Spencer Farquhar out there to kick, and he has done a very, very good job of kicking the football of late.
Punt coverage has been paramount for the Redskins. They get down the field fast. They hustle down there, and their special teams on punt has been exceptional.
Here comes Farquhar's punt, and it's going to be nice and high. It's going to land around the 47, taking a Union bounce. And, oh, boy, a player just grabs it. One of the Union players just grabbed the football, and he never should have done that. Oh, man, that is just insane. That is Matthew Coppinger, who was standing there as it took a nice Union bounce, and it would have gone another 5 or 6 yards, but he just
well, like it bounced up to him, and he goes,
all right, okay. Well, he made the stats, but maybe not in a good way. Union comes off the goal line, got a little bit of field position back, but didn't get a touchdown. 9:02 to play in this third period, 28-7 Union over Southmore, and it'll be Southmore's football thrown 48. Thompson brings him up in. Wicks will be the running back. One to his left. Now they will take Wicks out of the backfield, and it'll be an empty set for Thompson. Thompson waits in the shotgun, standing around his 43-yard line. Raises up, fires quickly left side. Little smoke screen is complete out there. Knocked out of bounds very quickly, though. That's going to be Kyrie Fisher on the tackle. They went to Wicks out there and after he came out of the backfield in motion. That's going to be a gain of 6. We'll call it second down and 4. Ball now at Union's 46.
We saw Norman go to the backfield last week a little, put the running back in motion and throw to him in the flat. A little bit of a different scenario. And they just are really throwing that spot pass to the outside because Thompson has such a strong arm.
Second down now and 4 for Southmore at Union's 46-yard line. 27 Redskins here in this third period. Back is Thompson looking to his left. Throws the wheel route. And that ball is caught at the 32-yard line. Now, you've got the running back out there, Wicks, and he's matched up on a linebacker usually, and this time it was Fisher. And that's a really nice throw by Thompson. Drops it right over his shoulder for 14 yards and a first down.
That was the ball he had to throw. Kyrie was in the right position and just dropped it, like you said, in the bucket right in his hands.
Now the 32-yard line of Union, trailing 28-7, 8:46 to go third period. Southmore has a first down. Two receivers right. One of those guys out here is Orlando Green. He's a dangerous receiver. Casey Thompson in the shotgun, walks forward, changes the play, now walks backwards, standing around his 42, Wicks set to his right. Thompson fakes to Wicks. Now he wants to go deep. Got a little pressure, fires, and that ball's caught at the 21-yard line. Boy, that's a nice throw. That was Williams, Quayne Williams out there. The coverage in there by JT McLeod, and the coverage wasn't bad. Nope. They said that that was incomplete. Man, it sure looked like a catch to me. He must have been out of bounds.
Yeah, it had to be because that was right on the sideline. It looks like he did come down with it, so they must have pushed him out of bounds. And good job of staying alive by Thompson. They had big pressure by Ralphie and Spicer on the outside there, making up a, a blitzing package, but he avoids the blitz and picks up, well, enough time to throw.
So we'll call it second down and 10 for Southmore. Union's 32-yard line, 8:22 to go, third period, 28-7 Union. Thompson races up quickly again, throws that little smoke screen. It's complete, and a nice block on the corner out there, but the second block didn't go. Orlando Green taken down by Fisher, and that'll be a gain of, let's say, three. I think that's where they're going to mark it. This officiating crew is a little slow to get it down. Yeah, they're going to put it right at the 30, so that really is a good defensive reaction. And it's going to be third down and eight.
Good hustle by the defense. That's a tough play to match up with when they throw the short side. You've only got one cornerback on one receiver, and they're throwing a linebacker out there to try to cover the running back. So good hustle by the defense.
At the 30-yard line of Union, third down and eight for Southmore. If they can crease the 22, they'll have the first down. Two receivers right, one left for Thompson. He again is in the shotgun. Now he shifts Wicks to his right, standing just to his right around the 35. Thompson fakes inside. Looks. He wants to go deep. He's going to throw that post route and is nearly intercepted. It's incomplete, but a flag is down. Williams is the guy they were going for. Fields on the coverage, but I've got a feeling they may call either holding or interference right there as he cut toward the flag.
Yeah, I think Fields came underneath it clean, but McLeod was over the top man-on-man with that post route, and I think they're going to get him for a little extra action from behind. I didn't really see if he had a hold of his jersey or what it was, but usually when it comes from behind the receiver on a post,
that's going to be a hold as he comes out of that break. Pardon me, he was cutting toward the post. Near the referee, we can't hear. We apologize because of the windows here. Is about to make the call, and it is going to be a hold against Union. That makes sense considering where it was thrown. So the Southmore Jaguars, or Sabercats, pardon me, will go from 4th and 8 to a 1st and 10, 8:13 to go third period, trailing Union by a score of 28-7. This will move the ball right to the 20-yard line.
Well, and they're not doing anything special right now. They're running up, and they're challenging the Redskins to come up and play defense on that spot pass. And I would do it. I'd come press them hard. And then we get to the longer down and distance, they're throwing downfield a little.
So 1st and 10 now, Southmore. Union's 20. Thompson again back in the shotgun. Again, Wick to his right. Thompson will keep the football this time to his right. Oh, he got lit up. Thompson loses a half yard. He took one step inside, and Braden Spicer just smoked him. He's going to actually lose two back to the 22, and Thompson's going to get up because he's a tough kid, but that's a big hit.
Yeah, that's a huge hit by Spicer, and that guy just absolutely brings the wood when he comes to hit. And he dodged the blitzing free safety. Fields comes on the blitz on the outside, and he goes to spin and just open himself wide open for Spicer to lay him out.
And remember, they're doing all this without Darius Thornton, who's not playing again tonight. Second down and 12 for Southmore, now their 22-yard line of Union. Thompson with two receivers to his right in the shotgun. Fakes. Now looks. He's running out of time. Thompson running to his left, and he's going to have to take off. And he's run out of bounds. Raper is the guy that was there as he ran him out of bounds. He got maybe a yard back to the 21-yard line, but it's going to be third and 11. And that's good initial pressure and good coverage downfield.
Well, Thompson does such a good job of getting his feet right, and he moves. And, I mean, of course, he's an athlete, and his dad is an athlete. The guy moves well. But he got outside of that pocket and looked like he might have something to do. And Raper and Kyrie were closing on him quick, and he decided real quick to just hop out of bounds.
You know, Kirk Frederick told me this is going to be a speed-on-speed game, and, you know, the only thing that beats speed is more of it. You can't beat it with anything else, and right now these two teams are running at each other. Third and 11 now for Southmore. Union's 21. Redskins up 28-7 midway through the third period. Thompson in the shotgun. He's going to hand left side to Wick. Got a hole, 15-10. Wick down to the 6-yard line, first down. Staving tackle in there made by Starks, but that's going to go forward for 17 yards, and it's going to be first and goal, Southmore, and they hadn't run it much, but they broke it there.
That's right. They hand it off to the right, and Wick goes right up on the inside, and again, he squeezes that hole just enough to get through, and Starks saves a touchdown.
So first and goal, now Southmore at their own 6-yard line, 7:17 to go, third period. They're trying to get within 14. It's 28-7 Union. Two receivers each side for Thompson. He raises up, throws again quickly to the left side. Ball complete into the end zone. Touchdown. Southmore scores. This time it's Javarius Owens. Same little smoke screen. And, boy, from there, it is so hard, Zach, to hold that. That's a good 3 or 4 yard play. Williams with the block out there. Union could do nothing about it, and it's now 28-13.
Yeah, that's you had to kind of know that was coming as many times as they went to that tonight. and McLeod comes up to make the play. And that's just such – you're on an island. You've got a guy man-on-man trying to block you, and you've got to try to shed that and not give up one shoulder or the other. And that time he went inside and gave up his shoulder to the outside, and he just walked down the sideline.
Yeah, and the corner kind of walked backwards on that one, too. The extra point is up, and it is good, but barely. So with 7:06 to play in this third period, it's going to be more of a challenge. Union 28, Southmore 14. Redskins get the ball next on KRMG.
Advantage Gold has the highest ratings according to TrustLink with a 100% five-star rating.
A New York Times best-selling author just announced that 99% of retirement accounts are more exposed to risk than ever before. If you have an IRA or a 401k, listen closely because I'm about to tell you about a little-known IRS loophole that could save your retirement. Right now, U.S. debt is spiraling out of control. The stock market is near all-time highs. If it all comes crashing down, do you have a plan in place? Advantage Gold has found an IRS loophole which allows you to convert your standard retirement account into physical gold and silver. We have helped thousands of people use this strategy to keep more of their hard-earned retirement savings. Get our free gold loophole guide and learn how you could secure your IRA or 401k tax and penalty-free with physical gold. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Operators are standing by. Call 800-900-8000. Your free gold loophole guide is waiting. Just call now. 800-900-8000.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
8-play, 52-yard drive by Southmore. Minute 58 is all it took. The 0-6 yard touchdown catch from Thompson. The extra point good. And with 7:06 to go here in this third period at Moore Public School Stadium, Union leads 28-14 over the Southmore Sabercats. But, Zach, it just got more interesting.
It sure did. Anytime you can cut it down, and we always liked a little bit more space between us and the challenger. That puts the pressure on.
Trey Brown is going to be back deep, but this is going to be a very short kick, and it's going to be taken, though, by Trey around the 28-yard line, dances around one of the 30, and boy, man, number two made that exciting as he got forward to around the 38-yard line. That short kick almost backfired there against Southmore. Union will have it there, first and 10 at their own 38, hoping to answer.
Well, it's always fun, like I say, when Trey gets his hands on it, and I don't see it enough, and it's just exciting. The guy catches the ball and makes three people miss, jumps a guy, and it's almost like he just doesn't have enough room out there. He's got so much energy.
He made three guys miss in the size of a phone booth. I mean, he just jumped around three people in a two-yard area. It reminds me of Demaris Johnson when he played at TU. So they're going to move to the 39. First and 10 Redskins right there. Grady Davenport raises up, throws quickly left side. A.K. Wilson with a catch of the 40. He's across the 45. A.K. to the 46-yard line. That's a good takedown there by Lewis. A.K. in open spaces like that many times will break that tackle. It's a gain of 7, though. Second down and 3 Redskins now at their own 46.
That's just a great tackle out there by Lewis because that's the only thing that saved it.
Two receivers left side for Davenport. Shamari Brooks to his right. Hand off to Brooks. He cuts back to his right and pushes forward across the 50. Shamari has the first down. Collins with the tackle. He's going to go just across the 50. We'll give him 4 yards there. And the Redskins move the chains again, leading 28-14 with 6.5 to go here in the third.
Well, extra push there by Carlos Berrios trying to get that first down. It was just enough to get him across the line.
Yeah, when Carlos Berrios gives you a little extra push, it's a lot. First and 10 Redskins just across midfield. Davenport again in the shotgun. Hands again to Shamari Brooks, a little delayed handoff, and he'll go across the 50, down to a 48. Not a lot there. The interior of that Southmore line just collapsed on top of it. We'll give him 2 and call it 2nd and 8.
Yeah, they tightened up a little bit on that inside, and their middle man there, Jordan Dawson, he's a senior, 289 pounds, is a big boy in the middle.
So we'll call it 2nd and 8. Once again, Davenport in the shotgun. This time he's going to fake, and he's going to throw it left side to A.K. Wilson, who makes the catch, jumps outside to the 40. A.K. at the 35 and tries to put a move on the last guy, but runs out of bounds at the 30. Darian Mack is the guy that saved the touchdown, but that's good for another, 18 yards and another first down. And, boy, if you run inside enough, eventually that play action really works.
Yeah, they just hooked up two guys on the outside, and he took around to the out. C.J. put a block on his man.
First and 10 Redskins now at the 30-yard line of the Sabercats. Davenport back to throw. He's going to go wheel route left side, and he goes short to the left, trying to get it to Shamari Brooks. And again, kind of threw off the back foot, but he had pressure. It's going to fall incomplete. Owens was the guy back there covering. So with 5:51 to go and 28-14 lead, Union will have a second down, and 10 from the 30 of Southmore.
I like that. It's just a little – they tried to sneak him out in the flat. CJ went way over the top on a post, and they tried to sneak it out there, but they kind of sniffed it out.
You have a little bit, you need a little bit more time to get that one done. Davenport's going to hand off right side, and that's going to be Brooks, who's going to break forward across the 24, maybe the 25, but I think they're going to lead in the 25. Collins on the tackle. So he got five, and it's a makeable third and five for Union now at Southmore's 25-yard line.
Well, I'm impressed by Owens right now. Owens is on both sides of the ball, and Lewis, they're both, you know, just using athletes all over the place.
Third down and five for Union. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left. Union tried to get Southmore to jump, and they didn't. Davenport now looks to the sideline, gets the call. A.K. will shift, A.K. Wilson, from right to left. He'll be on the same side, but he'll be the slot guy. C.J. Morris, the far left side guy. Richardson, far right. Now motion by Harris to the left, and whistles are going to blow as Union jumps.
Must have been on the line of scrimmage.
Yep, the right side of that offensive line just raised up and moved.
I was watching the motion man and didn't see anything going on there. So
it was Ricky Stromberg who just kind of flinched. So that'll move it right back to the 30, and it'll be 3rd and 10 with 5:10 to go here in the third period. 28-14, Union up. They'll have an opportunity on this 3rd and 10 play. Now they'll bring in Nichols. Pardon me. He'll be part of the trips to the left side. Richardson, the big tall guy out to the right, may have single coverage here. Davenport in the shotgun. Brooks to his right. Again, hard count, but nobody moves.
Richardson's got press coverage on the top.
Grady looks to the side, gets the call. Shamari shifts to his left. Running to his left now is Grady. He throws out there, and it's Nichols who makes the catch, but he's going to step out of bounds short of the first down. They're going to mark him down to the 21-yard line. That really is a good spot, though. They're going to mark him within a half yard of the first down, and with 4.5 yards to go, Union's going to bring in the hog package, the big boys.
I like it when they bring in the big guys and just go for it. And you know what I really like? And when they set you up and you think they're going to just push it right down the middle, and then they do a little counter action and go big.
Grady Davenport runs to the sideline to get the call. They bring in two extra tight ends. And with 4:45 to go in this third period, already up by a score of 28-14, Union will have fourth down and about a yard and a half at the 21.5-yard line of Southmore. They need the 20. Davenport under center. Turns. Hands to Shamari Brooks. Shamari pushes. It all depends on the spot. Boy, this one's going to be close. Brooks did not get very far. No, the side judge says forget it. He won't even measure. He got to the 20. Jared Spradling on the tackle, and they're just going to say that it's Southmore's football. Kirk Frederick is not happy. He's out at the 20, and I'm sure Kurt's going to say, hey, at least measure that.
The interesting part is the line judge on this side is calling the ball that was tackled in the middle to make the spot, it's interesting anytime they do something like that, but that's not going to get it.
Well, where the umpire is standing, he's putting that down, and that's really close. Again, if I'm Kirk Frederick, I'm going to make them measure this, or at least request, and the umpires...
They made one request tonight and were denied.
Yep. The umpire says forget it, and you're right. It's the guy on the far side who made that call. So it's going to be the football turned over to Southmore. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Sabercats, trailing 28-14 with 4:40 to go here in this third period. Big drive for Union. Thompson raises up, throws to his right. Again, that's complete. That is Williams, and he just got pounded as soon as he caught the football. Fisher is there. Spicer is there. A little bit of everybody's there. Trey Brown as well. That's going to be a gain of about a half yard. We'll call it 2nd down and 10, and Union will jump that. But eventually, that's going to be a double move, and you got to have the safety over the top.
Yeah, on short down, you've got to get up, or you know, first down, you've got to get up because they're going after that quick. But you've got to be ready for him to go deep. And Trey Brown there felt like he was in a hockey fight. He has a jersey all over himself.
So we're going to call it a gain of a half yard. 2nd down, and we'll say it's 9 for Southmore at around their own 21-yard line. Casey Thompson in the shotgun with two receivers to his left. Wick, the running back, to his left. He's going to hand to Wick, and he's going to bust up inside for about 1. Baycheck was one of the first guys there. Fisher, 2. So that's going to be good for another yard or so. And now on this big 3rd down and 8 with 3:50 to go in this third period, trailing 28-14, Southmore is going to have to get after it. One of their offensive linemen very slow to get up. Baycheck helped him up. Nice job, Devin. And that big right guard or right tackle is going to walk back over. Doesn't look like he feels too good on this big 3rd and 8. Ball set at just about the 22-yard line. Southmore is going to need just past the 30. Their own 30 for the first down. Trailing 28-14, 3.5 to go here in this third period. Thompson has two receivers to his left. A very short slot inside the tackle on the left side. And then Wick lined up to his right with a receiver to his right. Fisher and Brown press that side. Back to throw is Thompson. Here comes pressure. He's hit as the ball is thrown, and it is up in the air and uncatchable, incomplete. There's coverage there by Starks, and that ball had an opportunity for Orlando Green, but Starks was in the right place. And I think that was a really good set of pressuring right there. The blitz came from Nathaniel Raper, and he hit, and I mean hit Thompson hard. So this will be a punt. And Brantley Bice has kicked four times tonight. Nearly everyone has almost been blocked, and now he's going to have to kick from his own, I think, about 9-yard line, and he's got to be nervous.
Keep an eye on number 10. You are absolutely right. He's been at, I think he touched the first one and really close to each of the others.
Jack Seastick's back to return this thing, and he's around Union's 47-yard line. The snap to Bice. He's going to get it off, and he shanks another one badly. That ball's going to go out of bounds around the 36-yard line. It was actually caught out of bounds by one of the sophomore players. They're going to walk up. They're going to mark it at the 35, maybe the 34.5. So with 3 minutes to play in this third period, not only did Union have a nice defense stand, they forced a bad punt, and it'll be first and 10 Redskins right at the 30-yard line.
Well, you could tell he was a little nervous to get loose of that punt. He short punted, he quit, no follow-through at all, and that was evident. That was an ugly, ugly punt to the outside.
Hey, Patrick Fields thinks he was held on that because
he was
up talking to the official. He had a long conversation with that official.
Yeah, he was drugged to the ground.
But they're going to mark it at the 34 eventually, so it's going to be first and 10 Redskins at the 34-yard line of Southmore. Union's up 28-14 with 3 minutes to go in this third period, and here's a golden opportunity to get more.
This is like that first drive of the game when they got it in short down, maybe just about 4 yards longer than that, and drove it in pretty quick.
Shamari Brooks will be the running back. Once again, set up to the right, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Grady Davenport now sends C.J. Moore in motion. He's going to snap it and hand it to C.J., and he wants to throw it back to Davenport, and he does. Grady comes back and can't make the catch. And it's going to be interference, though, against Southmore. The ball was underthrown. The Javarius Owens is the guy defending it, and he didn't see the ball. When Davenport stopped to come back, Owens collided with him, and he'll get called for interference.
Yeah, that was a great throw. I thought CJ was going to throw down the field to A.K. Wilson on the other side, and he planted the foot to do the throwback and a look over here, and here goes Grady down the field. Great call there, and Owens actually ran into him and maybe held onto his hand a little as well. And if he doesn't do that, I think Davenport in open field may be able to sneak into the end zone.
Well, if CJ throws it over the top, he's not going to be touched.
Right.
It's just going to be a touchdown because he's about to run by him. I'd like to see that, something different out of the playbook. That's going to move it down to the 19-yard line on the penalty of Southmore, and it'll be first and 10 Union right there. 2:55 to go, third period, 28-14 Redskins, and they are continuing to make this hard on Southmore. Richardson lined up way wide right. This time Davenport under center. He's going to turn and hand to Shamari Brooks. Brooks not only got tackled, but he fumbled. He fumbled, and I think Southmore has it. Under center, the turn and hand off Shamari Brooks, and he was tackled going through the line of scrimmage by Mack, and he dropped the ball. What, did you need to get it back?
I wouldn't say. I thought that he hit the ground with his shoulder when it let loose, but
Union's going to hurry and try to snap it before anybody can make a different decision. They're giving the ball back to the Redskins. But boy, not happy as this Southmore coaching staff. And now the officials are going to gather and talk about it. Jeremy Stark, the head coach, just started to raise a cane over here for Southmore. I saw the ball come out. Now the question is, was he down?
Yeah, that's the question. And without any replay, even in the booth up here, we've got a screen, but they're not replaying the down.
Or nope. The official says Union football, so it's going to be second down and 9. So
got away with him there.
Kyrie Richardson gives a nice hand clap far wide to the right. He's got single coverage out there, way out there. Davenport in the shotgun. Looks. He's going to throw it up in the air for Richardson into the end zone, and it is incomplete and interference in the end zone. Oh, Richardson was about to jump for it, and Quan Williams just tackled him. Back right side of the end zone. There's no question about that call, and that's going to put the ball down at the 1 yard line.
That's a great call there. I like where they do. They actually pulled off on that press coverage when he go to throw it, so maybe should have had a hand signal to cut it up. But good ball, only place to catch it was Kyrie in the back corner, and sure enough, they pushed him out.
Well, the officials the Union team came back to the line of scrimmage, but that's not where they're going to mark this. Interference in the end zone. They're going to mark it half the distance, so they're going to mark it at the 9 and make it first and goal there. 2:39 to go, third period. 28-14 for the Redskins, and even though that was interference in the end zone, they're going to mark it at the 9. That ball should be at the 2. Interference in the end zone puts the ball at the 2-yard line.
They're going to have a conversation.
Always has. Now, in high school, maybe it's half the distance, but, you know, in the past, that has been at the 2. Now the officials are going to sit and talk about it. Actually, they're going to bring out – no, what they're going to do is bring out the chains to see if it's a first down. It's a 10-yard penalty, and they're going to measure to see if it's a first down. Now, Brooks got one before he was knocked down on the fumble.
Correct.
So why would you need to measure that? Now, it didn't matter.
They
want to
see
down.
If the chains work.
Yeah, well, they do. And even the rubber link works great. So it's going to be at the 9-yard line. It'll be first and goal Union right there. 2:39 to play in this bizarre third period.
That was a makeup measure.
It's a good thing Halloween's almost here because this has been like the House of Horrors. It'll be 28-14 Union lead when they get back underway at first and goal at Southmore's 9. Davenport will be in the shotgun. To his right is Shamari Brooks. Richardson, again, single coverage way out there to the right. You know what? I just throw it through to him again.
Well, he's giving him, you know, he's lined up on the 10. He's standing with his feet on the 5. He's going to give him at least a 5-yard out.
Well, and he's also giving him about 5 inches, maybe 6.
Yeah.
Corner out there is about, looks like 5'8". Kyrie's much bigger. I'm going to hand inside instead to Shamari Brooks. He's going to push forward to the 2-yard line. Lewis, the guy on the tackle. Nice push by that Union offensive line. And it's going to be second and goal. This time it is around the 2.
And they've got so much distance out to the top. It's an easy slant route. Look at Kyrie on a slant right now.
Second and goal from around the 2-yard line. Again, it's going to be Brooks to the right. Again, Grady in the shotgun. Waiting. There's the snap. Hand off to Brooks. He's going to bounce it out to the right side. And Shamari normally gets away but could not. He got gang tackled out there. Collins brought him down. He lost 4. They're going to take that back to the 5-yard line. So it's going to be third and goal. And that is so unlike Shamari Brooks to not get away and get outside.
I don't see him get tackled for loss very, very often. And these guys are sure tacklers on that other side of the ball.
Third and 5 now for Union at 28-14. A minute 50 to play in the third period. The referee has once again called timeout. Boy, this third quarter is dragging on forever. The referee, now he says he wants to start the clock. I'm not sure what he meant. Maybe he was having chest pains or something. I don't know. Third and goal. Davenport in the shotgun. And now flags fly. Somebody jumped. Who was it? Well, I saw both teams move.
Yeah, I saw the D-line and the opposite side here.
Well, I saw both of them move, but I didn't know they were going to call. So this is going to be against Southmore, and it will move it to the 2.5-yard line. So this has been a little bit like a barn dance. Go forward, come back, go forward, come back, go forward, come back.
Yep.
The Redskins find themselves back at the 2.5-yard line on third and goal.
They're packed in tight. They know they're gonna assume that they're gonna run to Shamari, but why wouldn't they?
Boy, this game has lost all rhythm completely. Union waiting. Now they're back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, Kyrie Richardson far right. 9 on the play clock. Davenport in the shotgun. Looks to his left. Now fires out to his left. A.K. Moore or A.K. Wilson's out there completely wide open. Makes the catch for the touchdown. A.K. Wilson ran a little in-out route. They actually ran kind of a pick here on the left side. And they got away with
they
it.
Sure did.
And A.K.'s out there. Lewis is the guy that tried to fight his way through that pick, but you can't. And he didn't. A.K. makes the catch, and it's now 34-14. A really nice play by Union when you can get away with it.
That was a good ball, and I like what they did. And, AK was just waiting for that thing to come down. It might have had a little too much air on it, but he couldn't have been more open.
Looked like a punt. It kind of went up there. And I know what Grady was doing. He was being careful because he had a lot of room. Rauschenberg on for the extra point, and he knocks it through. So, thankfully, that drive is over. And with it, Union takes the lead of 35-14. A minute 16 to play, third period. Back in a moment. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
All over Green Country, drivers are experiencing the most powerful all-wheel drive vehicle on the planet, the Subaru. The Subaru difference starts with symmetrical all-wheel drive to the layout of the signature boxer engine. At Ferguson Subaru, you can experience the safety of the 2017 Outback, an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running, from 2009 to 2016. The 2017 Forester, an IIHS top safety pick for 10 years running, from 2007 to 2016. Or the 2017 Legacy, an IIHS top safety pick for 11 years running from 2006 to 2016. Get 0% financing this month with approved credit on the 2017 Outback Forester, Legacy, and 2016 Crosstrek. See why Subaru is loved by so many as the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the VA at the Elm Place exit across from Bass Pro, or find them at FergusonSubaru.com. Subaru, confidence in motion.
We've got what you're looking for.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
35-14, the Union Redskins lead over the Southmore Sabercats. Rick Corey, Doc Levin, Zach Jones, and the whole crew here in Moore Public School Stadium in Moore, Oklahoma. Minute 16 to go here in this third period. The drive, 4 plays, 34 yards for Union. Took a minute 46. Wilson on the 2-yard catch. 7 plays, Four of those were official, three were penalty in that drive. It was unique. Noah Rauschenberg approaches, and he's going to kick this thing off, and it's going to go into the end zone. Nope, they're going to say he caught it on the one-yard line, so Southmore will return it at the 20-yard line to the 22, and just lit up right about the 22-yard line was, I think, Wicks. He just got hit really hard right there by that return team. Mack that actually had the return. And they're going to mark it at the 22-yard line. It'll be first and 10 now for the Sabercats from there. They'll bring their explosive quarterback, Casey Thompson, back out. He's been kept under check, though, tonight. Pretty good, Zach, by this Union defense.
He certainly has, and they've put some pressure off with the linebackers, even the safety at times. And he's gotten loose a little bit, but they've put enough pressure on him to keep him on the move. And when you can keep a guy from throwing the ball with such an arm, that's kind of taking away one weapon.
Three receivers go far left for Southmore. The Cats at their own 22. Thompson again in the shotgun. Wick is the single setback just to his right. Wick came into this with 472 yards, so he can run it. They're going to hand to Wick. He's got a big hole across the 30, 35-yard line. Wick up to the 41-yard line. Trey Brown on the tackle, and you know, they haven't broken many of those, but when they do, Wick explodes out of there. That one for 19, first down Cats.
And that's his third or fourth one tonight that he busted about 15 to 20 yards. And when they finally hit it, he gets through there pretty quickly.
First down, we're going to say it's around the 41-yard line for Southmore, trailing 35-14 here in this third period. Nearing the end of it. Two receivers to the right side for Thompson. Now alone in the backfield in the shotgun. Thompson's going to run this thing himself, but he's not going to get anywhere. As a matter of fact, they may give him a yard to the 43-yard line, but that's about it. Braden Spicer was the guy on the tackle, more like a half yard right there. It'll be second down at about 9, and for a guy who has the escapability he does, he didn't mind running in the middle.
He doesn't, and I've actually thought he would break a few more tackles than what I've seen tonight, and every time that Spicer sees him, he's got a bead on him, done a great job of containing him tonight.
So it'll be second down. We'll call it 9 now at the 42-yard line of Southmore, nearing the end of the third period, 35-14 Union. Thompson has the snap, looks to the line of scrimmage, and then throws it over the middle. It's caught and then dropped. Oh, at the 40-yard line. That ball was right in the hands of one of the tight ends. That was Thompson, pardon me. Thompson had it square in his hands. The safeties were split. If he catches that, he might go. Instead, he dropped it. It's going to be 3rd and 9.
I don't think there's a might to it. There's no one around him when he catches that ball. And they did a great job. Thompson stepped up like he was going to run it, just like last play. Everybody from the defense stepped up on that fake, and wherever that guy came from, he was wide open behind the linebackers.
And Thompson comes off, and he's despondent, ready to drag the helmet off. 3rd and 9 now for Southmore, their own 42-yard line. Back to play as they trail 35-14 with 12 seconds to go in this third period. If they can crease Union's 49, they'll have the first down. Two receivers to the left for Thompson, one to the right. Again, the single setback is Wicks. He's lined up to the right. Thompson fakes inside. Back to throw. Here comes pressure. Thompson rolling. Now he's going to fire it deep, and that ball is going to be incomplete, but that should be a flag, and it will be. They're trying to go to Owens, and Trey Brown interfered with him. Trey lost the ball and just ran square into him, and that's clearly interference.
Yeah, it sure is, and they did a great job on the play call. They did a double move on Trey. Trey actually came up and made up ground, got back into place to make the defensive player deflection, and I don't know. I keep getting caught up between college and high school, and he doesn't make a play on the ball, and I think in high school you still have to make a play on the ball.
Well, you have to at least look for the ball, right? You have to turn and look, and he never did. He just ran square into the receiver, and Trey at that point knew he was behind but never turned to look, and so that's why he gets called, that and the fact that he mauled him there at the last second. So that will move the ball all the way to Union's 48-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for Southmore with 4 seconds to go in this interminably long third period. 35-14 Redskins. Thompson with one back to his left and three receivers to his left. He's going to raise up and fire that smoke screen again. Caught to the 40-yard line, down to the 35. Flag comes out. That ball was caught by Morris. That's good for 12 yards and a first down before Union pushed him out of bounds. Fisher and Fields over there, but it may come back because of the penalty. So we are at the end of the third period, but we have to adjudicate this penalty before we find out exactly where we go.
Adjudicate? You got your lawyer's degree there at halftime, so I think McLeod got pushed in the back. What do you say there, attorney?
We had plenty of time to get a law degree in the third period. We go to school, have lunch, nap a little, do a sleep test. Now they're going to call that hold. Yeah, that's what he's saying is hold against Southmore. So that will bring that back. And we will more than likely, he'll have to run one more play here. The penalty, you know, a penalty on the offense can end a half. But there's also a strange caveat to that rule. We need to right now get the two people off the field who wandered out there at the 10-yard line who think they're going to do a promotion. Yeah, there you go. Hustle off. Girl with the pink shirt showed some hustle right there. A little move.
If she can kick like she hustles, she may go. She may make this.
She may make the team. She could punt.
She may make it through.
All right, so they're going to move it back to the 49-yard line of Southmore and make it first and 11 right there. We'll have an untimed down. Thompson with two receivers to either side in the shotgun is going to race up again quickly, throw this little smoke route, complete at the 45, down to the 40, to the 38, to the 37-yard line. That time it was Chavez who made the catch, the tackle in there by Jordan Starks, and that finally will peacefully end this third period. As we go to the fourth, 35-14, Union leading Southmore. This is Redskins football on KRMG.